Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up! Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Did I say welcome?
Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas. Thursday edition of the show. We've got a good one for you tonight. We always have a good one for you. That's why we're where we're at. And that's why you're listening. And we're grateful to you, the loyal Las Vegas audience. In fact, the national audience that continues to listen to this show on Alexa, continues to listen to this show on the KDWN mobile app, and of course listens to the show on the SteveSanchezShow.com live player. So we're grateful to all of you that have joined us for the conversation. 702-257-5396 is how you'll win the program tonight. 702-257-5396. I was reading an article today, and I believe this resonates true, sadly. And I think we've had this discussion before, but I wanted to have more of a formal discussion with you and get your opinion, because It's quite sad that in America, when we are a constitutional republic, representative republic, we're supposed to have some type of a democracy in this country, that many people cannot feel, or at least they don't feel safe to share their political views. And this was a Cato Institute survey that found that the majority of Americans are afraid to share their political views. But liberals, staunch liberals, feel very comfortable and feel freely to express themselves and their viewpoint. And the survey goes on to say that it's not just fear of, you know, a fight or violence, but many Americans feel that their political opinions could cost them their job. This shouldn't be this way in America, sadly. But with the cancel culture and the things that we have going on in this country, this is what's happened. And it's disappointing. Do you feel that way? I mean, being that Las Vegas is a service industry, Las Vegas, Nevada as a whole is a liberal state. Let's just be intellectually honest. Not all liberals live in the state. You know what I'm talking about. The state is very much blue. It's not purple. Someone yesterday said the state's purple. No, the state's red. The state is red. It was purple at one time, and of course it was red. The state's now blue. It's absolutely blue. There's no question about it. And I believe that someday, we can get that red status back. It's going to take some time. In fact, tomorrow I'll have Jim Marchant on the show tomorrow night, so make sure you mark your calendars. And then we've got this big town hall that we've got planned probably for September for my show, and we'll be promoting it, so you have ample time to mark it on your calendars, be part of the conversation, having some of the representatives running in Nevada and some of the high connected political influencers as well. So I'm going to have Ziploc clips. I'm not going to tell you too much, but it's going to be very exciting what we're putting together. But I want to go back to this majority of Americans feeling this way. Are you afraid to share your political views? There's no doubt that liberals aren't, because liberals get away with pretty much anything. They spit in cops' coffee. They put razor blades in apples. They, put anthrax in the mail. We have seen and have heard some crazy crap. Glass in a cop's sandwich, and bleach in cops' drinks at Shake Shack, I believe. There has been this level. Trust me, it's not conservatives doing this, because conservatives, Republicans, if you want to throw the Republicans in that, but conservatives fear God. There's the difference. Most liberals believe there's no God, and there's many, many gods. This is why they openly, worship Satan, which we're going to talk about in a second. But, conservatives, patriots, fear God. They have a reverent fear for God. So they're not spitting in someone's cup. They're not putting acid in someone's drink. They're not putting a razor blade in someone's sandwich, because they fear God. liberal lunatics do not fear God. Many of them, again, do not believe in God. And if they believe in God, they believe there's all these different gods, which we all know is not true. But the Cato Institute survey finds that, again, a third, that's a lot, of Americans fear their political opinions could cost them their job. Now, with people I've spoken with, it's not just their job that they're concerned about. They're concerned about voicing their opinion and what their church may feel, their neighborhood may feel, their social gatherings or their social relationships would feel, how those in terms of the school that their children go to would feel, how their family would feel. This is why I believe there's this silent majority brewing in this country that will come out and elect Donald Trump for a second term. We're going to talk a lot about that in the second hour because some people are concerned about the president and some flip-flopping that he may be doing. We're going to cover that in detail in hour number two. So let me ask you this, friends. Do you feel that based on the current political environment, the climate that we're involved in, that your political convictions have to pretty much stay to yourself because people will find them offensive? I mean, Black Lives Matter doesn't seem to find anything offensive. The Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, you know, they're spreading their propaganda. They're spreading their belief system. They feel free to do that. So why is it that Americans cannot feel comfortable because they're afraid of losing their job? They're afraid of getting into a violent situation. I mean, look, you know, we all wear masks. We know that. You know that. But when I go into a store, I was in Target earlier. I had to go in there and grab something. I put my mask on, which happens to be the United States flag. Let someone try to do something because I pack. I am a Second Amendment proponent. Someone is going to get violent with me, crack a bottle over my head. They better run, Forrest, run, because I am a proponent of the Second Amendment and I conceal legally. Not playing a game. I'm sure most of you feel that way. So I'm not going to allow some degenerates to try to stop me from speaking my political belief system. I get recognized everywhere I go. I have a large social media platform. I do a lot of TV, so that comes with the territory. Of course, you're always looking around and behind your back and, you know, across your shoulder because there's today people that are lunatics. That's why some people are not putting Trump signs on their cars. That's why some people are not wearing MAGA hats. That's why some people are not wearing Trump t-shirts or Make America Great or flag, because that has all become part of a systemic racism that you just have to be eliminated over. Tell me I'm wrong on that. Why do you think the Satanic Temple feels extremely confident to do what they're doing? You see, the Satanic Temple announced that they have something called the Devil's Advocate Scholarship for high school graduates. Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't care how much money they would give me to go to school. I wouldn't take a penny. But some lunatics will take their money. And most of the Democratic Party today believes that Satanists are a viable religion and they get to say, do, and fall under this First Amendment. I have a real hard time with that because I've always believed that there's good versus evil, or let's just really call it what it is, God versus devil. Who can really defend Satanism? I'd like to see some people in talk media, on TV, really defend Satanism. I would love to have the chance to debate anybody. Most people won't take my offer or my invitation because I'll debate them under the table when it comes to this subject. But there was a time in this country, it didn't matter if you were to the right, to the left, to the center, the devil was the devil and we wanted nothing to do with the devil. But see, again, Democrats have made it very easy for this slippery slope of the most disgusting things out there, like pedophilia. Some are petitioning the LGBT to actually add a P, LGBTP, for pedophilia because it's a sexual persuasion. What the hell is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. There is a God, there's a devil, and the devil's run amok. Tell me I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong. So here's my question. I'm going to open up phone lines. Do you fall within this poll that the Cato Institute did, where you find it very difficult to share your political views? In fact, you don't find it difficult. You're afraid to share your political views for the things that I mentioned that we talked about. Your job, your security, your friendships, your family, from someone breaking a bottle over your head. If that's you, I'd like to know what you do. How do you function? This shouldn't be this way in America. We should have our political differences and we go about our business. Some of us will not change on how we believe and how we function. That's fine. That's what's called a free country. But the free country has to be free to everybody. It has to be free to every political persuasion. Wouldn't you agree? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. 702-257-5396. Are you afraid to share your political views because staunch liberals feel they can freely express themselves with no ramifications to their job, no ramifications to their social gatherings, no ramifications to violence? Because if you really look at the truth, let's be intellectually honest, the violence that we've seen are from the radical left. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. I mean, we've got stuff we're dealing with in Portland. We got stuff we're dealing with in Chicago. Many other cities around the country, including Atlanta, even Phoenix and Scottsdale, even Las Vegas, had issues with rioters that were supposed to be peaceful protesters, but they certainly weren't conservative. Now, some dum-dums will basically say, well, there was a lot of Confederate flags up in Carson City, Nevada, with many people with AR-15s strapped to their neck. Last time I checked, open carry is legal. Number one. Number two, I don't remember any of these people that are Second Amendment proponents that were in Carson City burning down their neighborhoods. There's a huge contrast, friends. So I may not personally go up to Carson City with an AR-15 strapped around my neck to prove anything to anybody, even though I have the right to do it. But I can tell you this, the people that went up to do that, some of those that are protesting for no mask and to be free and for Sisolak to open up, etc., etc., they're not burning their neighborhoods down. They're not tearing statues down. They're not burning flags. Do you follow me? So I believe that the Cato Institute's very accurate that a majority of Americans are afraid to share their political views, but staunch liberals feel they can freely express themselves. Is this true? Is this you? Why or why not? I'd love to hear your opinion right here with Steve Sanchez. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's take a break. And when we come back, it's straight to the phone calls we go. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Thursday edition of the show. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the Cato Institute's survey that a majority of Americans are afraid to share political views, but staunch liberals feel they can freely express themselves. Again, I believe we're seeing this. Now, Americans are saying that it's not just our job we're concerned about, and many employers have made it clear that they don't like Trump, and if they say anything about Trump or America, you're fired. How does this happen? This is why liberals feel they can freely express themselves. Why in the hell do you think you're getting cops with bleach in their milkshakes? Why do you think that you're getting cops getting their spit in their coffee? Liberals aren't afraid. Most of them are loonies, and they don't have any common sense. The difference is, the reason you don't see Republicans tearing statues down or conservatives burning their neighborhoods down, you see none of that, is because they fear God and they are not criminals. Most of those Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and many of these lefty loonies literally are thugs. They do not fear God. They don't even believe a God exists. This is why, again, the Satanic Temple feels confident to say that we've got this new scholarship for 2020 high school grads. And no one calls this out. Well, Steve, Satanism is a religion that needs to be recognized. It is. My God, but I guess this is why no one's making a big deal over the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. I guess this is why conservatives believe there is a God and they fear God, and Democrats believe they are God. Because Keith Ellison, get this, friends, this just proves my point that there's good versus evil. Keith Ellison says that police officers shouldn't be responding to rape calls if the suspect runs away. Are you freaking kidding me? This is dangerous. But this is Minnesota. And this would be a Biden administration. Let me say that again. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, has said police officers shouldn't be responding to rape calls if the suspect runs away. I'm sure many women that have dealt with rape or someone they know that has been raped are appalled by this. I thought liberal women are feminists. Where are the liberal women? Where is Gloria Allred correcting Keith Ellison? Want me to tell you where she is? She don't give two crap. She's in her house in Malibu, drinking Chardonnay and eating figs. That's where she's at. This just proves my point once again. Are you one of those Americans that are just going to stay quiet because, hey, I'm a silent majority. I'm going to vote for Trump, but it's too dangerous out there. Because if that's you, we've already lost. We cannot do this. Just imagine if the boys that fought the Revolutionary War fought this way. Just imagine. We cannot, and I repeat, we cannot be afraid to wear a flag. We cannot be afraid to speak up on who we are. We just cannot. Let's get back, or let's at least get right to our busy calls and take a couple calls before break. Let's go over to Kelly. Kelly, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm responding to your topic today because
yes.
it hits home for me because I actually was fired for here in Las Vegas. For being a Trump supporter.
Really?
Yeah, I worked at a local law firm, and they found out I was a Trump supporter, and they let me go.
Did you get an attorney to sue them?
No, they used some, legalese. They basically said, their reason, because this is a no-fault state or whatever.
Right to work state.
Yeah. And they said... they were like, oh, the reason we're letting you go is, we're going in another direction.
But you just knew.
Oh, I knew because I had talked to the office manager. Mm-hmm. And apparently, because I had made a mistake of friending two people that worked at the office on social media.
Yeah.
And turns out they saw I posted something positive about Trump. Mm-hmm. So they took screenshots of my post, sent it to the office manager, said that they were, afraid to work with a racist because Trump's a racist, so I must be a racist because I support Trump.
Kelly, I hear a lot about this more and more and more. I'm up on break. I apologize, but thank you for sharing that because I guarantee you're not the only one. What little snitches, what little rats to turn you in? Social media is your business. What little rats and snitches to turn you in? If I was you, I would get an attorney and I would sue their asses. But that's just me. Anybody else deal with what Kelly has dealt with? Because the Cato Institute says people are afraid to say that they're a Trump supporter, that they're Republican, that they're conservative. Is that you? 702-257-5396. We'll be right back. Thursday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. We're talking about this Cato Institute survey that has found that the majority of Americans are afraid to share political views, but staunch liberals feel they can freely express themselves. Again, I don't have to give you examples. You know that's true. Many people in this survey said they're afraid to lose their job. We just had someone call and said, I lost my job because of it. You know, and we're seeing a lot of snitches like that. They go to social media, they troll you, they see that you support the president, they see that you support, you don't want to tear down Christopher Columbus statue, and then they deem you a racist. You're now a racist. See, that's where the cancel culture gets you. You're a racist. This is totally unfair. It's unbecoming. It's not American. Where in the hell and when did the hell did we get like this? And Joe Biden today has the nerve to say that President Trump is the first racist president. Well, Mr. Biden, apparently you forgot there were presidents that actually owned slaves. So to actually say that Donald Trump is the first racist president is a bit of a stretch, sir. And by the way, Vice President Biden, you've had a pretty checkered past. By the way, you said some things in your career that are very inappropriate. In fact, I've got a couple clips that you have to hear because Joe Biden is a hypocrite. The Democrats are hypocrites. They think, and again, it ties right in to this survey. They think they can say what they want and how they want, and they get a free pass. Oh, the Confederate flag is racist. Oh, you got to change names to military installations. Oh, the Washington Redskins are now officially known as the Washington football team until further notice. I mean, this is insanity. Let's hear this first clip by Joe Biden in committee talking about blacks and using the N-word freely. If we can run that, Sean.
Plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a mayor. We don't need any more big shots. And the court cited evidence of discriminatory intent on the part of other legislators, including the representative who testified at the court hearing, that there were legislators, quote, who don't feel they wanted to have a district that would be able to elect.
13 times Joe Biden used the N-word. Now, some will say, well, he was reading a manuscript. Doesn't matter. What gives him the free pass? So you're telling me with that same logic, you're telling me if Mitch McConnell did the same thing tomorrow and said the N-word 13 times, you'd be okay with that because it's just reading the manuscript. No, you wouldn't be okay with it because the left are hypocrites. And let's not forget that the Democrats are the party of racism. The Democrats are the party of the KKK. But it even goes, let me help you with the man that wants as president, because, you know, he is so godlike. He has all the answers to all the world problems. And I'm talking about number 44, Barack Obama. If we can play that clip, Sean.
Racism. We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. It's not just a matter of overt discrimination. We have societies don't overnight completely erase everything that happened 200 to 300 years prior.
What are your thoughts on what he says there?
Barack Obama.
Well,
yeah, he's
the president
a black president.
Correct.
We can
knock
that clip out.
Terms. We are talking about racism being more than just
Let's
the passive use of a derogatory term. We're talking about institutional and systemic racism. And I think that people fail to realize the shadow, the long shadow that slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, and oppression have in this country.
For the third time. Third time's a charm. There we go. As you can hear from President Barack Obama, am I working with GCN right now? Is it Sunday night? Oh, no, it's Thursday night. Okay. I thought I'd ask producer Nate. Barack Obama, even though he was black, he shouldn't have the right to say that. Because again, let me just say, if it was Ben Carson saying the N-word, would in fact Ben Carson get a pass? Of course he wouldn't. This is the Democrats, friends. This is who they are. Now, Joe Biden has been problematic when it comes to the black community. In fact, it was Joe Biden that said, and I quote, the most racist concept you can come up with, okay, regarding state-mandated school integration. I'm going to say that again. Joe Biden, in his long career in the Senate, said that state-mandated school integration was the most racist concept you can come up with. And then he also said this about Barack Obama. He's the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean. So what are you saying, Joe Biden? Prior to Barack Obama, black people were not articulate. They weren't bright. They weren't clean. He was a forced, staunch opponent of forced busing in the 1970s. I mean, you remember Kamala Harris, who eventually will be his VP. Trust me. He was a crusader in the 80s and 90s for mass incarceration. He described blacks as felons, predators, sociopathic people. And let's not forget this. He hung around with a lot of white supremacist senators. They were his friends, including Robert KKK Byrd. That is the 2020 nominee for the Democratic Party. And let's not forget, the Democratic Party in 2012 removed God from their convention. They denied him three times on the floor of the convention. These are the Democrats. And again, when you have the Democrats not caring about AG Keith Ellison in Minnesota stating that police officers shouldn't be responding to rape calls if the suspect runs away, now you know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. They are the lawless candidates. They are the lawless party. Again, this is why the Cato Institute said a majority of Americans are afraid to share their political views. Are you one of those? Why are you? Shouldn't we stand up? Shouldn't you be willing to take a bottle to the head? Seriously, if you love this country, shouldn't you stand up and speak up and not be silent anymore? And if you get fired, you get an attorney, you get a civil rights one, and you sue ass. Isn't that what we should be doing in this country? 702-257-5396. Randy, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Steve, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Steve, I really appreciate your show. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for a while, and I really appreciate your passion, so keep it up, okay?
Thank you.
That's
I appreciate
stuff.
That.
Listen, I'm a conservative, a Christian also. I also work a little bit with the Clark County Republican Party. I've got a bunch of Trump yard signs in my truck right now, and I'm giving them out. But I'll tell you, I won't put one in my front yard because I don't want my front window broken out for the second time.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that just
totally
sad? Yeah, that
already happened to me. Okay, so the problem we have, and you mentioned, are we worried about it? Yes, we are, because we don't burn houses down. But if I leave and go to work and come home and my house is burned down, where am I going to live? So that's where we're at a disadvantage, because we don't have the same. We got morals. They don't. Any party that will abort their own children and stand for that will do anything. You know that. I know that. So anything's possible. So how do we? We're not on a level playing field. So that's the problem. So I'm putting these signs out of along roads. And places where, you know, where that, you know, they're not going to burn my house down. But that's the problem we have. So,
you know, Randy,
it is what it is.
Great call.
To tell you. I mean, we're standing up on the radio. We're standing up in our voting. We're,
yeah.
But and when it comes to, like, where we live, we're, unless I stay here in my front yard with an AR-15 and go to jail for that, like the other people get
great
felony
point.
Charges, then what are we going to do?
You know, yeah,
so
great point.
Maybe you could enlighten me a little bit. What should we be doing?
Yeah, Randy, no. I mean, great point. I appreciate the call, and thank you for finding the show. Now, you bring up a good point, because you're right. If you go bold in this country for your belief system, your ethics, your morality, your faith, your conservative viewpoint, your patriotic viewpoint, etc., you're right. You're in danger, sadly. And if you arm yourself, and I'm glad you brought that example up of the McCloskeys, then here's the deal. You get in trouble for defending yourself on the not five, not number 8, not number 15, not number 24, but the Second Amendment. That amendment was so important to our framers that it was number 2 after the First Amendment, being freedom of religion, freedom of speech, etc., which we don't have. So the freedom of speech, Randy, as you said, the freedom to express is now taken, and it's being taken more and more, and you're like, well, at least I have my Second Amendment to defend myself because that's what Jefferson said. But no, that's now being threatened as well. McCloskeys are a great example. Charlie, you're up next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show. All right, Charlie's left the building. Let's jump over to Kevin. Kevin, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Steve, thank
yes,
you
sir.
So very much, Guy. I asked you about that last night. And you got her done, dude. I love the passion, and I don't hide my political beliefs. I'm not a, this is what I tell people. I am not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I am a constitutionalist. and I stand for my Constitution, my Declaration, and my Bill of Rights. And everybody else should do the same. I understand about the fear, but if we stand together, we have nothing to fear, Steve, except that we win. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Steve. You're on fire tonight, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you. And I believe some... Look, it's so difficult today. I mean, even myself. I go to a drive-thru. I don't want someone to see my face because I don't want spit on my Big Mac. Because it's turned into this. It's turned into this. This is not who we're supposed to be. We were always about political debate in this country, and that's why there's elections. And you win some, you lose some. And if you don't like that guy, then 4 years later, boom, you can get that guy out. So we have now, and the only thing I can attribute this to, and again, it brings me back to the Satanic Temple offering this high school scholarship, and no one even blinks. No one blinks about Keith Ellison, AG in Minnesota, saying, well, you know, police shouldn't go after rape suspects, if they run away. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, you lunatic? So there's a deception and a spirit that's been relinquished onto the country, a Luciferian one. And you can go look that up to see what it is. Would you agree, friends? Would you agree? We removed God and we thought it wasn't a big deal. And then we started allowing more evil to come into play with music, with TV, with movies. Tell me movies today and now TV shows in particular, like on cable shows that are so straight up evil and demonic. That was just never around. So you're not going to tell me there's not this deceptive Luciferian spirit that's been released on the country that's lawless and is anti-God? That's what I see in these leftist socialists. Am I wrong? Please enlighten me. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Quick break, and we're going to come back and take those calls. Don't go away. I can tell you this, you're never taking advice from a fool. Not here, hanging out with yours truly every single night. If you're just joining us, the call-in line to weigh in on the program is 702-257-5396. We're talking about the Cato Institute's survey. The majority of Americans are afraid to share their political views, but staunch liberals feel free. They can freely express themselves. We've been having that discussion, and I agree. People are afraid to lose their job. They're afraid of violence as well, because we've seen that over and over, but they're afraid to lose their job. We already had one call that said, hey, I lost my job because of this. Some friends that I thought were friends went and, trolled onto my social media, took pictures, did some screenshots, sent them into my human resources office. They fired me. They made up some story. But yet, it was because I was a Trump supporter. So, Trump supporters are racist. That's what everybody tells us. You could be black. You could be white. You could be brown. You could be purple with polka dots. If you are a Trump supporter, you're a racist. Even Joe Biden said that the president is the first racist president in this country, but he forgot. Stupid Joe forgot that, well, there were presidents before Lincoln that actually owned slaves. But, President Trump is the first racist president. This from the man, as you heard from the clips, saying the N-word 13 times. You heard him call black youth predators and sociopathic kids that need rehabilitation. You have heard him speak out against busing in the 70s. He said that Barack Obama was the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean. So, Joe Biden, are you saying before Barack Obama, a black man was not articulate? They weren't bright. They weren't clean. They weren't mainstream. Where's the black community? Why will you support this man? Remember, he told that one podcaster, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Just imagine Trump said that. Just imagine if Mitch McConnell in committee said the N-word 13 times. You would have people flipping out. You would have a resignation being demanded for Mitch McConnell. But the Democrats, This is who they are. This is how they think. This is what they believe. Sadly. Let's jump back to our busy calls. Keith, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Great opening segment, Steve.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, you were right on it with the Satanism in the world. This stuff has been going on for years. First, they had that Eye of Horus ritual in 9/11 at Ground Zero. Then they had the Arch of Baal replica that's been going around. It's been put there in London. They got the Obama Pergamon altar that was in the 2008 Democratic Convention. Then the Goddard Base Tunnel. These are all satanic rituals. They've been going on for years. And I don't see, it's just like everybody is asleep. They don't see that we are in the battle for our existence, our lives. And people have to wake up. You know, I used to call Democrats socialists. Then I started calling them communists, but they're not. Now they're Satanists. They're flat out Satanists.
You know, Keith, I can't disagree with you. And some will say, you know, no, not all Democrats. No, of course not. Not all Democrats. I think we'll agree with that. But the majority of Democrats today, they're lawless. They have satanic leanings. Their ideology is racism in itself. But yet they somehow use theatrics to paint a picture that it's Republicans and conservatives, and people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. In fact, the Bible talks about in the last days, good men will be deceived. That's what's happening. Tell me I'm wrong. I'll tell you where I'm not wrong about my friend Ed over at FWS Lending, who's the sponsor of this half hour. He is the guy that you can go to get cash now in your pocket. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, not a problem. Why? Because he's an old school lender that's been serving Las Vegas for over 30 years. You cannot beat his interest rate, and if you find one that's better, he will meet it or beat it. Flexible and easy payback, which is awesome. Right now, during this COVID time, cash is needed. You may not want to go to the traditional banks out there because, well, you have bad credit. You have no credit. That's not a problem here, because all you need is a good full-time paying job, and that qualifies you 100% guaranteed. 702-613-2153 is how you reach Ed right now. He's standing by to answer your calls to put 1,000 up to 5,000 in cash in your pocket in as little as 72 hours. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. Give him a call now. Top of the hour news is next, and you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Don't go away.